Good Friday morning, beloved. Thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Friday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 22. And here Paul talks how all of us were spiritually dead because of sin, but God has restored us to life and with Christ Jesus. Christ has broken down the walls that separated Jews and Gentiles and has united people of faith. And again, God's saving word for us this week has been faith. So let's begin reading Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. In the past, you were spiritually dead because of your disobedience and sins. At that time, you followed the world's evil way. You obeyed the ruler of the spiritual powers in space, the spirit who now controls the people who disobey God. Actually, all of us were like them and lived according to our natural desires, doing whatever suited the wishes of our own bodies and minds. In our natural condition, we, like everyone else, were destined to suffer God's anger. But God's mercy is so abundant, and His love for us is so great that while we were spiritually dead in our disobedience, He brought us to life with Christ. It is by God's grace that you have been saved. In your union with Christ Jesus, He raised us up with Him to rule with Him in the heavenly world. He did this to demonstrate for all time to come the extraordinary greatness of His grace in the love He has showed us in Christ. For it is by God's grace that you have been saved through faith. It is not the result of your own efforts, but God's gift, so that no one can boast about it. God has made us what we are, and in our union with Christ Jesus, He has created us for a life of good deeds, which He has already prepared for us to do. You Gentiles by birth, called the uncircumcised by the Jews, who call themselves the circumcised, which refers to what men do to their bodies. Remember what you were in the past. At that time you were apart from Christ. You were foreigners and did not belong to God's chosen people. You had no part in the covenants, which were based on God's promises to His people, and you lived in this world without hope and without God. But now, in union with Christ Jesus, you, who used to be far away, have now been brought near by the blood of Christ. For Christ Himself has brought us peace by making Jews and Gentiles one people. With His own body, He broke down the wall that separated them and kept them enemies. He abolished the Jewish law with its commandments and rules in order to create out of the two races one new people in union with Himself, in this way making peace. By His death on the cross, Christ destroyed their enmity. By means of the cross, He united both races into one body and brought them back to God. So Christ came and preached the good news of peace to all, to you Gentiles who were far away from God, and to the Jews who were near to Him. It is through Christ that all of us, Jews and Gentiles, are able to come in the one Spirit into the presence of the Father. So then, you Gentiles are not foreigners or strangers any longer. You are now citizens together with God's people and the members of the family of God. You too are built upon the foundation laid by the apostles and the prophets, the cornerstone being Christ Jesus Himself. He is the one who holds the whole building together and makes it grow into a sacred temple dedicated to the Lord. In union with Him, you too are being built together with all the others into a place where God lives through His Spirit. And today's key verse is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, where Paul writes, God's mercy is so abundant, and His love for us is so great, that while we were spiritually dead in our disobedience, he brought us to life with Christ. And beloved, it's interesting now that, you know, there's a lot of different theology that Paul can delve into, but basically he is saying that through the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus, now we are the same race as the Jews. There's no longer a separate race of Jews and a separate race of Gentiles, but by faith we are all the children of faith. That makes us the children of Abraham, and that's what the Jews just loved calling themselves. Well, there is no difference now. The Jew isn't better than the Gentile because of their special relationship that they had with God, because now those of us who are Gentiles by blood have been made one with Christ Jesus. And all of those promises that were given to the Jews through Abraham and Moses, those promises are now ours in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for your abundant mercy and love, and for offering me life through your Son Jesus. Renew and revive my spirit each day, and nurture me each day with your precious and holy word. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our time together in the Word to an end this week. Join me Monday morning when we'll be in the third chapter of Ephesians, where the Apostle Paul describes his mission to the Gentiles. But until then, well, we've got Sunday morning coming up on us, and I hope to meet you in the church service. If you're not there, then I hope to see you on either Zoom or on Facebook. But either way, here, there, or in the air, it is comforting to know that we will never be separated for long because we are one in Christ. God bless.